drashi kuf shana achreif lefnei achuben hischun siyasun shil hilul ufan asasoy elu abor doyris kuf shana almor hilul koid mechuben kuf shana. Hilul was 100 years before the korban abayis. Vilu yaseh ben yuezer kodim lilul kama deres v'sech tovus. In the sech tovus it says the cheshmin abor the doyris, it says hilul way before, yaseh ben yuezer way before hilul. So there was a big merchus between Yosef ben Yehuda and 80 years before the Churban Abayis. So it's a stira. And the Gemara, there were two Gzelemai, you have to say the two separate Gzeres. And also, you know, first there came Yosef ben Yehuda, Gozer Agusha, Lisrin. They made a Gzera that if Truma touches the Gush, means touches the ground of Eretz Amim, you have to be served, you have to burn the Truma. But the Avira Leiklum, let's say you have Truma that just goes into the Avir, goes into the ear of Chutz Loretz. It doesn't touch the ground of Chutz Loretz. It only touches the Avir. They didn't make any Gzeir at all. Rashi also, Inu Yosi V'yoezer Gozo Agush L'Israel, means Truma Ha'anagas B'Gush Ofer. If you're going to have Truma taken into Chutz Loretz, and the Truma is going to fall on the floor, touch the ground of Chutz Loretz, the Truma is turning Sreifer. The Rabbanan said now it's Pasul, and you have to burn it. But on the Avira though, if it doesn't touch the ground, it's just in the Avir and ear, they didn't make any Gzeiris. The Yosser Rabbanan, the Peshon, and then later generations, when it came 80 years before the Churban Abayis, they made another Gzeirah. Gozo Avida Litrois. They made a Gzeirah that when the Truma just comes into the ear, even though it doesn't touch the ground, even though somebody's holding it in an Avi in a box, Abiyis in the ear of Eretz Amin, they will go to Litrois, a Sophistic Tumor. That means you can't burn it, but you're not allowed to eat it. They made it Litrois. Trashim Avira Litlois, Truma Hanechneses Biavira. If Truma that just goes into the Avra, into the air of the Chutz Loretz. V'yein Dava Mafsik Bintayim. There's nothing stopping between the Truma and the ground. K'goyim Sheida Prutza Mitachter. You put it into a box or into a wagon, but on the bottom, there's no bottom to it. So it was like the Avir, and there's the Truma, sees the ground, like it's right on top of the ground. So then the Avra alone is metama the truma for what din? Litlis. It's a suffix tuma. Means you can't burn it. It's not vadai tome, but you can't eat it because it doesn't mean suffix tuma. So the Gemara, lemeimo decha de gzerusa heaven l'sreifa. You want to tell me that the first gzera that Yosef ben Yehuda made was that truma touches the gush of our Eretz Amin, you have to burn it. He's right away, the grace is so strong, a vadei tumah, you have to burn the tumah. For the mother can't be. V'homer ilfa, you're dying when the rabbanim made the gzera to say a person's hands is tummy. That if your hands touch tumah, you're matama the tumah. Tchilas gzeiros in the sreifa. This gzera, the first gzera was the sreifa. They were so strong with the gzera that if you touch tumah, you have to burn the tumah. Now it's a deal. Yodayim, only the gzeirah on hands has such a chomedic gzeirah. Who did tchilas gzeirah l'sreifah? That the first gzeirah they made was, if you touch truma, you have to burn the truma. It makes it tuma vaday. Abu Hamid Yachrini, mashmu all other gzeirahs that Rabbanah made light. The Rabbanah didn't go so strong right away to say that if you touch the truma, you matam the truma vaday, you have to burn it. Mashmu the other gzeirahs was, it's only a suffix tuma. So now it's Shver. How can you say Yosef ben Yehuda when they made the first Gzeirah of Eretz Amim said that if Truma touches the ground, you have to burn the Truma? It's mashma, only Yodayim had that Koyach that right away you have to burn. But all other Gzeirahs don't have to burn right away. Elop shots like this then. Also Inu, Yosef ben Yehuda came first, Gozo Agusha Litlis, Enochnami. They only made the Gzeirah that you take Truma out of Eretz Yisrael into Chutz Loretz, and it touches the ground, Gush means it touches the ground itself, it's Litlis. It's a suffix tumah now. You're not allowed to eat this tumah anymore. But what? Then you can't burn it? Because maybe it's not tumah. They only made a suffix tumah on it. The avir v'leklum. They didn't make any gzeres at all upon the avir. As if the tumah doesn't touch the ground and you bring it back to Yisrael, you're allowed to eat it. The yasser rabbanim de peishona. Then later came the rabbanim de peishona of 80 years before the Churban Abayis, Gozer Agush Lisra. They made the gzera that gush, if the truma touches the ground, you have to burn the truma. The avira litlis, they made the gzera that if the truma comes into the avir of Chutz Loretz, then you're only litlis. It's only a suffix tuma. You can't burn it, you can't eat it. That's a talent's good. The first gzera was only litlis by the gush, and the second gzera was that if it touches the ground, it's vabe tummy. You have to burn it. But if it only goes into the avir, it's only a suffix, it's only litlis. For the more no sushver, Yakati Fati Gemara B'Yusha Gozu. Usha was a much later takonu after the Churban Abayis. It says Usha, in Usha they made a gzeiro that Eretz Amim is Tomei. So here's the kasha. We already had already two gzeiros before this. What is Usha Moisef and gzeiros? Fati Gemara Avakati B'Usha Gozu. The Tanan we learned Avav Tzveikis. They said Usha they made six Tzveikis surfing as a truma. That even though it's only a suffix tumah mid rabbanim, the rabbanim gave it a din tumah vaday. That if these things, if the truma touches these things, the truma is vaday tumah mid rabbanim, and you have to burn it. What are these six vekis? Our suffix based on pras. If you take truma into a field, if you have this where there was a basak forest there, or you buried, there was a kever there, somebody was buried there, and later somebody made a harisha, they plowed over the field. So you have a suffix now, that they plow up the mace or not. So it's a suffix to Rabbanan if there are bones of the mace all over the field or not. So maybe writes about your sermon, the mace is not here anymore. It's thorough. So Rabbanan said a base of pras is tummy. So the Rabbanan in Ushra made a takono that if the truma goes into the base of pras, you have to burn the truma. Drashi, our suffix base of pras. Kleiner, our sveiko is your base of pras. The suffix the kadina, the base of pras, kagrin. Truma, she nechnesses the base of pras. Truma that you brought into the base of pras. There they saw the sh'ovet b'kever. It's a soda. There was once a kever there. There somebody was buried there, and it got lost. Haynu sofik le'yadinan imu'ilu ala kever imlav. You don't know if you went over the kever or not. So you have a sofik if you went over the kever or not. So it's only a truma with the rabbonim. The rabbonim were machmir and said that the truma you have to burn. Another chumah was the yal sofik offer habor mi'eretzam. If you bring offer that comes from Eretz Amim, the Rabbanan gave a tumma to it, the truma touches it right now, it's tummy. And this was at the Kohen Usha. So Drashiv Yasveka shall offer Eretz Amim. So call offer Eretz Amim, Misaf Kalon, Bekeva Shemes. But we have before, what was the reason the Rabbanan said in Chutzlot has a tumma to it? Because in Chutzlot used to bury Mason, and they didn't make a tzin on top, they didn't make a kever on top. So you don't know where it is. So all the ground, the Chutzlot, the Sofik maybe comes from a kever. Therefore, if you bring the ground of Chutzlots into Eretz Yisrael, it's a suffix if it's coming up. The Rabbonim or Geiza, yes, it's Vadei Tomei, and if Truma touches it, you have to burn the Truma. Another suffix is the Al Suffix Bigdei Amoritz. I mean, any bigger than Amoritz has, it's Tomei mid Rabbonim. What's the Tomei? They were afraid that maybe their wife, when she was a Nida, sat or touched his begodim. If they weren't Purish, and Amoritz wasn't Purish that much from his wife. So we're afraid that his wife touched the begodim. Is Mana Gemara the Machmir Mamish Matrumas and Teres is a very, very shrel loch when wife was an Ida. The Mamish had to have a special room for her, special kalim, special clothing. Because if she would touch any one of your clothing, any one of your kalim, then she'd be Matam of the kalim. And they used to eat Truma then, they used to eat Tyra then, they couldn't eat anything else but Tyra. So when your wife was an Ida, Mamish had to be in a special room with special kalim, she can't touch anything. So Yamaratsim weren't Machmir in this. So in Amoritz's Begin with Choshes, that maybe his wife sat on the beggar, was Matama the Begodim. So if Truma now touches the beggar of an Amoritz, the Truma is turned Sreifer. Trashav Yalsveka Yishu Big the Amoritz. The Kula Mesav Kulon Shema Yoshua Aleim Ishta Nida. Maybe their wife, when she was a Nida, sat on the beggar. Kiritnan. Big the Amoritz Medrish to Prushim. It has a Tumas Medrish to get it to a Porish, some of the Tamil Chachim, it's Porish, it's called, has a Tumas Medrish on it. Fighter, the Yalsofik Kelim Hanem Soyim. And you find the kelim from outside, the suffix if it's tummy or not, the rabbanim will go to the tumma. Trashiv al suffix kelim and insoyim, leyadinim in tumeim heim, you don't know if it's tummy or not, the rabbanim will go to the tummy. If truma touches the kelim now, you have to burn the truma. The al suffix koroikin, you find spit on the ground. You mesufik, who did the spit come from? Did it come from a zav? Or didn't it come from a zav? We had yesterday, the zav spits. His spit is an apatumma. So you have a suffix whose rake it is, it's suffix it's tummy. Trashi suffix rakin, ko rakin misafkalon de dilma de zav ninu. Every rake we have a suffix, maybe the spit comes from a zav, so we have to be machmir. The al suffix may ragli yodim, shekineged may ragli behema. You see may raglayim on the ground, so you have a suffix from which person did it come. If it came from a zav, it's also an avatumma, and if truma touches it right now, it's tummy. Even though it's only a sofik, but Rabbanan, you have to be machmir. Drashi, the sofik may ragli yodim. Hach sofik drashi ledom alhank. This is a bigger chiddush than the other sveikis. Tliel. El afilo misafkalon im may raglayim odim hein, im may raglayim behem hein. like you are is really a sveik in you. That's what Gemara says. It's this meraglayim next to the meraglayim of a behemoth. So we don't know if this meraglayim is an Odom's meraglayim or it's a behemoth's meraglayim. So three sveik of a kula. Dim tim tzloim the Odom shemetor. Is maybe it's a behemoth. It's a behemoth pshitik's Torah. And even if it's a man's meraglayim, maybe the man was also Torah, still we're machmer. That's the way Rashi learns. Toys Bingtach and Rashi, Toys says the Gemara says Claude that a smite smaking is Torah. So Toys learns Pufakir. We're after talking about where there was meraglayim of an Odom next to meraglayim of a behemoth. So then you could zicha tell the difference. So you could tell the difference that one is from a behemoth, one's from a man. As if you stomp find meraglayim by itself, would have like a smite smaking. Maybe it comes from a behemoth. And even if it comes from another, maybe the other was Torah, then the Rabbanu will make a gzeirah. But when you have the meraglayim next to a behemoth, so you know clearly there are two different meraglayims. So you know this one, Vavik, comes from an Adam. Because only one subject now was this Adam, Tomei Zav, or not Tomei Zav, but not the Rabbanu made a gzeirah. Right, what's the loch of these six tumas? Is Avadin Magon, Sofik Tumasan, Sofin, Esa Truma. If we know Vadai, the Truma touched one of these things, even though these things are only a sofik tuma, that's a din the rabbanon sofen. You have to burn it. Reb Yosi Yomer, afal sofik magen. Even if you're not vaday, the truma touched one of these things. You don't even know the truma touched the roik. You don't even know the truma touched the meraglayim. You only have a sofik if it touched it or not. He says brishus ayochid sofen. About the cloud is sofik tuma brishus ayochid. You go lechum is tamei. So even if you have a sofik if it touched it or not, the rabbanon rosa machmir, you have to burn the truma. If you have a suffix, if the truma touched the spit or touched the meraglayim, it's only a suffix tumor. B'shus rabim toirin. But if it's a suffix, if it touched it, if b'shus rabim, then it's Torah. Now the Yama Ula said, Eilu vav sveikas, these six sveikas here, b'ushas kinu. In Ushan, the person of Ushan, they made takana. And Ushan was way after the churban abayis. So the chur sakasha. We're saying now that Eretz Amin, the Tumah, was two gzeres before already. It was from Yosef ben Yehuzer. And then it was from the Peshonim Kodim Churban Abayis. And here the Bryce says, Ushim made it takona. But Eretz Amin, that's one of these six things. That if Truma touches the land of Eretz Amin, the Truma is Tumah. So what do you mean, Ushim made this gzera? It's a fitting of gzera. That's the kasha. Trashi Bir, Bushas Kinu. Kama Shonu Macha Churban, Kamin Rosh Hashanah. His Usha was a lot of years after the Churban Abayis. Gabi Yud Matzoyis Nosu Shechina. So it was also Stira. If they made this Takon and Usha, Masha before, they didn't have the Gzeira. I would say we had a lot of Gzeiras before this. Ella, it goes like this. Also Inu. The first Gzeira from Yosef ben Yehuzer was Gozer Agusha Litlois. They made a Gzeira that if Truma touches Eretz Amim, it's only a Sofet Truma. Litlois means you can't eat it, you can't burn it. The Yaviru Vloy Klum. First, Yosef ben Yehuzer didn't make any gzeira. The truma just goes in the ear of Eretz Amin. It doesn't touch the ground. It's nothing. The Yosef Rabbanim the Shemayim Shana, then the Rabbanim of the 80 years before the Churban came, because they made gzeira idivid litlois. They made gzeira both litlois. That zay if the truma touches the ground of Eretz Amin, zay if the truma only goes into the ear of Eretz Amin. Both cases, you can't eat it anymore. It's a sofik tuma. You can't burn it. Now the Yosef Yusha later after the Churban Abayis, Usha made a dutakono. Gozo agusha lisroi. He made a gzeira that the truma touches the gush, now it's vade truma and you have to burn it. That was Usha takono. If you know vade, the truma touched the offer of Eretz Amin, you have to burn it. The avira kada koi koi. But Erechami, if it doesn't touch the ground, the truma just goes into the avir, then the lacharis is only a suffix tumor, and you can't burn it. So remember, we have three separate gzeiras by Eretz Amin, years after years. Right. Another gzera it says they made was klis chuchis. So the Rabbanim made a gzera that a glass is makabel tumah. Because the Raisa only says that kli matkis is makabel tumah. Glass the Torah doesn't talk about. The Rabbanim made a gzera, glass is also makabel tumah. So that the Gemara, my time of gozab Rabbanim tumah. Why did Rabbanim make a gzera by glass? Because what's up with glass? Glass is not a kli matkis. Why should Rabbanim be gozab on glass? So this gears is a very modna. Usually it says Omer Rabbi Yechanan, that he said over Omer Ashlokish. Now Ashlokish was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. That's one of the side the gears says unless Yom Rabbi Yechanan. He shouldn't be Gerus Omer Rabbi Yechanan. He just Gerus Omer Ashlokish. Because usually Rabbi Yechanan, the Rebbe, will not say over what the Talmud says. Yeah.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. How
do you make glass? Glass like comes out of the dirt, comes out of the off of the chol. So since it comes out of chol, looks like a kli cheres, that's why it's makabel tuma. Rabbanan made gzeira on glass onto a kli cheres. So Rashi, the kli zchuchis. That's right. Rashi. No Rashi.
So Zeret says what glass comes out of chol, comes out of sand. That's how you make glass. So now it looks like a kli cheres. So Rabbanan will go is a tuma in glass.
So Gemara Shavu Rabbanan kli cheres. Rabbanan made glass at the same din of a kli cheres, an earthly kli, which is makabel tuma. For at Gemara Bezoya lemiyato loyte hey lehen tayre b'mikvah. A Bezoya, if a glass is makabel tuma, there shouldn't be a heter like a kula to put into the mikvah to tayre it. But the Torah only says a kli matzias, a metal kli, somehow you can put into the mikvah to tayre it. A kli cheres, though the lacher is once a kli cheres is makabel tuma, there's no way to get the tuma off in the mikvah. The only answer is shvira. You have to break the kli cheres. If you break the kli cheres, it comes as kli, then the tuma is poka. But calls the man that has a shem kli, there's no tefillah b'mikvah on a kli cheres. So kashra is its own reason why the Rabbanan said glass should be mekabel tuma, because glass looks like a kli cheres, so he should have made it with the same din of a kli cheres, that if it's tameh, the only way to metarit is by breaking it, not by putting it in a mikvah. Allah matan, how can we learn? The elu chutz mekalim. These things are called the chatzitz on a kli. That means you had a kli that was mekabel tuma, and you want to put it into a mikvah, so the aloch, there can't be a chatzitza on the kli. Chatzitza means something is stopping the water from going into the kli. So as though you see, kli has a tefillah b'mikvah. If there wouldn't be a tefillah b'mikvah, there wouldn't be a din chatzitza. So the eluch, it's a mishnah, the eluch chaitza mekelim. Hazet is tar. If tar goes on the glass, it's a chatzitza. The hamor b'kli zchuchis. So Rashi, the eluch chaitza l'gabe tefillah. Hazefes v'yamor gasinim b'kli zchuchis. If these things are a chatzitza for kli glass, why these things? The Rashi shein chalokim, because glass usually is very smooth. The another makpid al tit of stam dirt goes on the kli, you're not makpid, because when you put glass in water, right away the dirt goes with it. So you're not makpid to stay there. And the klal is v'dov rachla nidbak ben lefi shenoy fomel falls off by itself. V'ahani yu demakpik ituvay. Only something like zephis, like tar, that stays tight to the glass. That's your makpid. The kopra layim. The ein choytis el adov ra makpid alo. The klal chatzitzer is, at least if it's not choytis, the rove of the kli. Only a mitzvah to kli. It's only a chatzitzer if your makpid's there. I mean, you don't want it to be there. But something is there, some dirt is there, that you don't care if it's there or not, so it's not called a chatzitzer. You're allowed to put it in the mikvah the way it is. So well, the stam dirt would be on a kli zchuchis, on a glass, since it's so smooth, the glass is very not makbid on it. You don't care if it's paved there because it'll go off by itself later. You're allowed to be table it. So what's called a chatzitza by glass? Only dafke zephis. That's like tar that mama sticks to the glass. That you makbid. You don't want to stay there. That's called a chatzitza. Of our koparim to stay at the kasha. So you see, claws the glass that's tamei. You could be table with mikvah. So if the whole dinner glass is only as kli a kli cheres, then you may not feel the mikvah. And the Gemara, there's a new case. We're talking about you have this glass kli to have a hole in it. Shenikvoy. Kind of like a Shabbat kli. The kli was broken. Could be true. Glass is only like kli cheres. Once it becomes tameh, the only way to metire it is to break it. So talking about you broke it. Now the hit of a teichen eber. Later, after you broke, you made a big hole in the glass. You fixed up the hole with lead. You put lead inside the kli now. You fixed up the hole with lead. Rab Mehi. And now the kli was makabel tumah. Now this kli is makabel tumah, you can put it into the mikvah right now. Why? Alibud Rav Meir, the yom ha'kril herlachachra maimid. The equal of the kli is the maimid, the base of the kli. Since here the base of this kli is lead, lead is makkas, is metal, so therefore it has a din kli metal that you can put in the mikvah. Then the chlami, maybe a glass kli by itself, if the whole thing is only glass, the rabbanon only gave it a din tumah like a kli cheres, maybe it has no time to mikvah. Trashi metama. V'layam rinen botalei materis kli kisha kli cheres hanishper tiksover holachachra maimin materis kli matchis alo. According to Ramei, you go after the base, and since here the base is a metal, is lead, it has a din tefillah b'mikvah. The yoma hakolachachra maimin the tanya kli zchuchis shenikvah. You have glass that you made a hole in the glass. The hitul b'teichen eben, you filled up the hole with lead. Omer Reb Shimon Gamliel Ramei matama. Rameyah says it's makabel tumah now. It hasn't been kli matches to it. But Chacham said, no, it's still Torah. Still called the Kli Zchuchis, and as Kli Zchuchis, it's Torah. So, Mel, that's what we're talking about. Maybe a regular glass Kli is not, it can't have a Torah mikvah. For the more Ele Meyatei Barzoi, if you say the glass is Mamash and Kli Cheres, Ele Meyatom, Lo Letama Migabon. Glass should not be Mekabel Tumah from the outside of the Kli, just like a Kli Cheres. The lack of a Kli Cheres is that the sherev touches the outside of the Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumah. A Kli Cheres is only Mekabel Tumah from inside. The sherev has to touch the inside of the Kli. But if it touches the outside of the Kli Cheres, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So it should be the same lack of my glass. So the Tamar Migabah on the outside. Alomatznan. Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli, a Kli Nasser, also type of an earthly Kli. Trashi min adom levona, some type of white ground. Is these things to Mosin Shova? Only these two Kalim have the same halacha. That mitamin or mitamoyim meyavireyim. That have a chumra, that they're both mekabel tumah and they can mitamah something else in the avir. That means if you have a kli cheris here, and you have a sheretz hanging in the ear of the kli cheris, it's not even touching the walls of the kli cheris. Halacha is the kli cheris becomes tummy. Akadekach, let's say you hang now an eichel inside the avir. The eichel is also mekabel tumah. Is anything inside the avir of a kli cheris blinds like it touches one the other? So you have a sheretz hanging inside here, and you have an eichel hanging inside here, even though they're not touching one another, it has a lechid that they're touching one another. That's a chumrah of me'aviran. Heis, mitamin or mitamoyim avireyim. Anything inside the avir of the kli cheris is like touching one another. Or mitamoyim me'achireyim. And on the back side, underneath it, there's a hole on the bottom of it. Anytime you have a hole in the kli cheres, it's also mekabel tumah in the hole. Although the aim metamoy megabeim, stam the gab, the back, the outside of the kli, the smooth outside of the kli that has no hole to it, is not mekabel tumah. Ushpirasim metayrosim. What's metayr kli cheres? Only if you break the kli cheres. So I call upon him, which kelim have these halachis? Only kli cheres for kli naser to deed. Kli Nasser, Kli Cheres, who do Tumas and Shavim? Only these type of earthly Keli have the same halachas that what's Mekayeh them, breaking them, and only from the outer inside, not from the outside. Avo midi achrin aloi, but mashme any other Keli does not have these halachas. If that means glass does not have these halachas. That's our kasha, why not? If Rabbanan made the Zayr of glass because it looks like a Kli Cheres, they should have made the Tum of glass just like the Tum of a Kli Cheres. That it should only be mekabel tumah from the inside, and or then it should only have a tire of breaking. And the other brises claw only kli cheres and kli naser have these dinim, and not kli zchuchis. So Rashi, mitamoyim or mitamim meyavireyim, nitlis tumah beyavirin. If you hang a sheretz inside the aver of the kli cheres, nitlim min aver, it becomes tummy from the aver. Chozev etol oichlin. Then later you hang an oichlin this kli beyavirin is also mitamim es oichlin. The keli is matam of the oichel. The afa pishle nago, even though the oichel didn't touch the kli. Tomei, the chsev kol asher b'toich yitma, gzeret akosiv. Anything inside the kli, cheres is tomei. The afilu molechadl, even though it's full of mustard seeds. Shein nageya b'tfanasov, ela hasamach b'tfanas. We have 1,000 mustard seeds inside it, so which seeds are touching the kli? Only the outside seeds are near the kli. But the middle ones are not touching the kli. And still the Torah says everything inside is tummy. How are the middle seeds tummy? Are they not touching the kli? The Torah says avir. Anything inside the avir of the kli cheres has halacha as if it's touching the kli itself. Umetamoyim achreim. If nichnas tumah l'teich achreim on the bottom, and there's a hole there. Mibachutz. The mokum chakak. The base meshovim. Kederu sheisum kliyets. I'm all like on the stem. You have a hole on the bottom of the stem. So since it's mekabel something, it's also mekabel tumah. On the outside of the kli cheres, not mekabel tumah. The Torah says el toichay, something inside. Yeshlem, that's right. So who that's our kasha now. If you say glass has the tumah machmas of kli cheres, how come the Rabbanan did not make the din of glass the same din as the kli cheres? Right.